Welcome back on the Home Pulse and Spas post-game show. Andy Humphrey on J98. We're now joined by Central Rebels head coach Adam Barton. Coach, a fun game. It doesn't end up going your way, but you saw both teams really clawing at each other right near the end. Kind of a defensive struggle as well. Did you have to kind of adjust your game plan to that kind of style of play?
Well, you always want to play good defensively, and we knew they would. And it was a game where buckets were not easy to come by. On both ends of the floor. Neither team was giving up many easy shots. Everything you did on both ends of the floor were really earned. Two tough teams, a bunch of tough kids competing. I mean, really about as good as it gets high school basketball-wise. You come out on the short end of things, you're a little frustrated or whatever, but in a day or two you step back and look at that game and you go, wow, that was a great game. And I was really proud of my kids. We didn't even talk about the game really afterwards. You could have sat here and go, well, this and well, that. I told him I was proud of him. Great job. Couldn't have done any more, and let's move on.
Defensively, down low, you had a lot to deal with Cole Lawrence and Tyson Gray. But for the most part, it seemed like in the defensive effort, you did a nice job of holding the big man Lawrence to a limited amount. What was the key to trying to keep him off the offensive side of things and making it tough on him?
Well, we gave him a lot of help with our guards. Our guards dove off and gave him a lot of help. And our post players were very disciplined. They stayed on the floor. They just went straight up and made them try to make shots over the top of them. So we had a game plan. We scouted all their guys, and we had a game plan, and our kids really stuck to it and did their best to execute it. And really, like I said, on both ends of the floor, I don't know we could have done any more. We just a few shots didn't fall there at the end, a couple good looks that didn't fall, a couple free throws. I mean, little things that are the difference. So you can't walk away feeling like you gave one away or you let one get away or whatever. They just made a couple more plays than we did.
Right near the end, I think you're down about five or six, and near the end of regulation, Wade Scherf is a really big play. He gets an and-one call going to the bucket. And then obviously towards the end, a big shot by Brent Wagner. Those two key moments to try and get you back into the game and force overtime. How big were those for as far as a boost on your bench to try and go into the overtime period?
Oh, huge. I mean, absolutely huge. It's little things that add up throughout the course of the game that you win or lose. But in a tight, close game like that, somebody's got to make big plays. And we had several guys, Brent's three obviously was huge, Wade's and one. We had several guys who made big plays tonight. And anytime you make big plays, I mean, like I said, if you're going to be a good team in a close game, somebody's got to make a big play. And a couple guys did that. We got several guys that can do it. So, like I said, I don't know what else we could have done. I mean, they just, like I said, just had a few more, made a few more plays than we did.
Well, about a week away from districts and not a lot of time to shore up what you want to get to as far as the winner go home mentality. As far as this next week, what's going to be the focus?
Well, just getting everything prepared for the district tournament, cleaning up a few things, putting in a few little things that we have in our back pocket that we haven't used much throughout the year, but it's all hands on deck for the district. So you got to have a couple things in there that maybe aren't your something you're going to do on a regular basis, but in case of emergency, you got to get ready to throw them on there. So we're going to look at a few things like that, clean up some inbounds plays. After 4 months and 20-something games, people have got you scouted. They've watched a lot of tape on you, so you put in a few new little set plays that people haven't seen, stuff like that. But mentally, we're ready. I mean, we're ready for the district tournament. We got a couple games with Sullivan and AV, but we're ready for the district tournament. We're ready to try to make a run.
All right, it was fun to watch, Coach. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, no problem.
That's Coach Adam Barton of the Central Rebels. 55-50, Farmington wins in the boys' MAAA Conference Championship.